Tim and Jess.
Weekday mornings from 5.
On Hit. Jess, I like positivity and I like when people decide to take a better look on something that probably a lot of people would consider to be negative.
Right.
And that's why I love Zimbabwe. Everyone knows Zimbabwe is just a positive country.
Are they?
Yeah, man.
I wasn't aware.
Oh, well, foolish.
Never been there.
Never been. So. Never will. But Jess, I want to talk to you about a man. His name's William Massivenu. And he has won a competition 4 years in a row. So, like, you wouldn't think that's negative, right?
No, that's a positive.
Turns out it's for the ugliest person in the country, Zimbabwe's ugliest man, and he's won the title 4 years in a row.
That's so mean.
And he was quite rattled when he lost the award the fifth year because he was like, what's going on? He said, the person that beat me, the only thing he had going for him was he didn't have teeth. Like, he's working hard and everyone can get their teeth removed. I'm just ugly here. And in here, in my heart.
Oh, right.
A quote, last time complacency cost me, but this time I came well prepared for the contest and I'm happy to have reclaimed my trophy. No one can dispute that I'm the ugliest person in Zimbabwe.
Oh my God.
I now want to take my ugliness outside the country. If there is Mr. Ugly World, I'm confident I will bring the crown to Zimbabwe.
Yeah, aren't you representing Australia in Mr. Ugly World this year?
I am. I'm heading off to South Africa next year. This year's one's clearly already passed,
sorry,
Jessica.
So you're right. You're right. You're absolutely right.
So this is what I'm talking about because people get down in the dumps and people get upset. This bloke has literally been crowned the ugliest person in his country 4 years running and now he's turning it into a positive. You're sitting there with a sad face on this morning. How dare you? Imagine his face. It's going to be a lot sadder
than yours.
I'd
rather not imagine his face.
Get up with Tim and Jess.
Tim, never have has the sentence, Jess is a real adult, been uttered out of anyone's mouth.
No.
But recently I felt like I was kind of getting my stuff together.
Jess, you got to remember, there's lots of people out there just like you that are 26 years old, pays taxes, has gone to university, has a degree.
Mm-hmm.
But if someone asked you to do the simplest task of, I don't know, change a tire, you would just go... But
yep.
Effort.
Is there someone I can pay to do that?
At your old house, you used to have a lawn and you used to let it grow and you'd be like, it's not my responsibility. It literally in your lease is your responsibility.
Our old boss used to actually come and mow my lawn. So Matt Wex, our new boss, if you're listening.
Wexy.
Come mow my lawns, mate.
just an hour drive, but
no
big
deal. But Tim, last night I was really excited because I finally was getting some furniture delivered. My house has been empty for over a week.
Wow.
Yesterday I was bragging on this very show that I was finally going to have a couch.
Rookie,
I was finally going to have a fridge.
Rookie mistake. You never brag about anything on this show because you know then the radio gods will come down on you hard.
The only thing that fit up my stairs was my bed.
Oh no, Jess.
My new bed.
Do we?
So currently...
Sorry. sing your song.
Currently, I own a new couch. Well, it's not a new couch. It's a secondhand couch. And a fridge that are sitting downstairs in my garage because I can't get them up the stairs to my house. And I was really excited to sit on the couch last night. And
you can sit on it downstairs.
Well, yeah, but no one wants to sit downstairs in the garage, do they?
Hey, that's what I do on Thursday nights. I don't know what you do, but...
And look, the moving guys tried. They 100% gave it their red hot go. And they looked at me and they're like, Jess, it's just not going to happen.
You haven't paid us enough for this to happen.
Basically, they said they could bring more men. And I was like, I can't afford that.
No, thank you. If that's the only time in your life you're saying don't bring more men, then you're going all right.
Well, I mean, this is what I'm at the same impasse that I always come to, Tim.
What, you've cracked it over smaller inconveniences in your life?
I haven't got enough men in my life.
And we've come back to the circle of life.
If I had a boyfriend, this wouldn't happen.
Mate,
he'd be dragging that couch up the stairs.
Give me 20 minutes and I'll get those things up the stairs
for you.
You
will not.
Mate, trust me.
They're really heavy, Tim.
You know how many times I've moved in my life.
Yeah.
I'm getting quite good at this, so don't you
worry. I'm hearing challenge accepted.
Are you finished looking? Because I can bring the music back.
Yeah, no, I'm done.
That was lovely.
I'm
for
done.
You.
I had
you
a bit of
much.
A power cry last night.
Was your dinner late?
Yeah, a little bit. And just nothing's going right at the moment.
Get up with Tim and Jess.
We have been asking, what made you rummage through the trash? Because a bloke in Wales, unfortunately, he threw away a hard drive, just so happened to have all his Bitcoin codes on it, on his Bitcoin account, has $120 million just sitting there.
Not him, his girlfriend threw it away, Tim, which I very much doubt that they're still together.
Highly unlikely. And he's asked the tip to go and rummage, and they're saying, no, we're not going to let you. He's even offered them 10%. Still no. I don't know why the tip is being so... bloody crap about this.
We have Michael from Rocky on 13-12-16. Michael, what made you rummage through the trash?
$50.
Fair enough, mate. I'm there with you. Let's go. Let's go bin hopping.
I got some, it was my birthday, and I had some presents there, and I must have missed a card or something, and Nan rings me up, and she said, oh, did you get my card? I'm like, oh, yeah, no, I couldn't remember getting it, but I took her word for it. She said, oh, what are you going to spend the money on? I'm like, sorry, what now? And, yeah, went digging.
Oh, God.
Went digging. How long did you dig for?
Did you find it?
It took a good 10 minutes because it was like bin day by this point, I had to go through a few bags.
Yep. Yeah. Going through the spaghetti bolognese looking for...
Yeah. No regret.
No regrets. Got the 50.
What? Okay, so it was $50. What if it was $20? Would you go through the bin? How low are we going here for trash diving?
I'd go through for 10.
No, you wouldn't.
10?
Not Michael.
Yeah, sure.
Anything less than a 20, I'm not touching that trash.
Yeah, well, I am.
He's got you there. Thanks for your call, Mike.
Cheers.
Got Tisha from Rocky on 13-12-16. Tisha, what made you rummage through the trash?
My daughter did something with my Thermomix recipe chip.
Your what, sorry?
You know the Thermomixes?
Yes. So Thermomix is like a big blender that cooks things
Tim. So you're barking up the wrong tree. I don't know any of this. But yeah, so she put that
They're really expensive.
No, she didn't put that in the bin. They've got like this recipe chip that like connects to the side. And I'm pretty sure she threw it in the bin because it's nowhere in my house. So I had to rummage through the trash.
And you didn't, have you found it, Tisha?
No, but the bin man came, so.
Oh, it's gone. It's gone.
Yeah.
Really? my word.
Oh, so can you buy these still? Like, can you replace it?
They're like $100, though.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's not worth
it. Yeah, I'd have rummaged for it as well, Tisha.
How low would you go? Like, if you lost something of $50 value, would you rummage for it?
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm the fool for
God,
asking
Tim.
That question. Thanks for your call, mate.
See ya.
No worries, mate.
Honestly, I reckon anything like under like a 20, I'm not bothering.
Oh, you know, I'm pretty stingy. So if it's a gold coin, I'm going in.
You went in for 50 cents the other day.
Shut up. Get up with
Tim and Jess. Tim, a study has been done by Florida State University, and it's found that heterosexual relationships and marriages tend to be more successful when the female is the more attractive one in the relationship.
Okay.
So, essentially, women are happier when they are with less attractive men than them.
Shocking.
Now, this has always been my theory. You know this has always been my theory, mm-hmm. that I like to date men that are less attractive than I am. I like to go for fives because if
Jess,
if they're like an 8 or a 9, then I'm like, what are they doing with me?
They're also human beings with feelings and emotions. So you're saying, all right.
If someone super attractive comes up to me, I'm like, what? This is a trick.
All right. So in your messed up scale, if the nicest man in the world comes up to you and he's a 6, no dice.
No, if he's a 6, that's fine.
What about an 8?
If he's an 8, then I'm questioning why he's talking to me.
Mm. Then you just need to lift yourself confidence and stop judging others.
I'm barely a 6.
Wow.
So I can't go much higher than myself, right?
What scale are we using? I'm just curious.
I don't know. It's subjective.
Yeah, very.
It turns out this study came about because women that had more attractive husbands were constantly trying to keep up with them.
Okay.
Dieting, exercise, just always unhappy about the way that they looked. Whereas women that had less attractive husbands, it turns out, felt less of a need to, you know, try and work on themselves. They were just happy being in the relationship.
Because they knew that they were the alpha.
Absolutely.
This is crap. This makes me mad.
This is what I need in my life. So maybe I've just been dating too many attractive men.
Yeah, that's your problem. All those models. I don't know how you do it, buddy. It's a hard
life.
You
saw my ex. He was not attractive. This is the Tim and Jess podcast. On Hit.